Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Good morning, friends. And foes.
Yes. Good morning to everybody.
Everybody.
Good morning to our friends. Good morning to the haters and losers. Good morning to... I feel I had a great weekend.
I'm so glad.
It was a great weekend.
We need you.
We
314-436-7900. That's our phone number. Text it, call it. Voice messages, you can leave those on the Odyssey app. We're also streaming live. You can look at our beautiful faces on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. You should be following us at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
A lot of chaos happening downtown St. Louis over the weekend. 82 people arrested. 56 of them were underage. This was after a 4th of July celebrations that happened. It was a mess down there.
Yeah. Well, and also I'm sure all of our listeners have been following the Texas flooding. Absolutely tragic. It's kind of incomprehensible. Right now, the death toll is at least 82. Dozens still missing, including many young girls. The flooding hit particularly hard. Camp Mystic, which was a Christian camp, summer camp for young girls. So we will be following that story.
Cardinals lose a series at Wrigley Field. They got blown out yesterday. But good news, Brendan Donovan has made the All-Star team. So there's that.
There's that. It was, you know, not great for the Cardinals Cubs. But other than that, I had a great 4th of July weekend. And I have to say, Ronj, I love the 4th of July. I forgot. I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older, but I feel like I've always loved the 4th of July. It's just a fun holiday. It was a fun holiday weekend. I went to the little Kirkwood 4th of July parade. It's really a kids parade. You know, it doesn't have floats. It's like kids decorate their bikes and everything, and the families walk down the streets, and dads are yelling because the kids are running into their Achilles with the bikes and the scooters. But it was just...
Kids aren't good at their surroundings. They don't know what's going on around them.
It was pretty crowded. But it was just so fun. And you know what else I love? Bunting. When I grow up...
See, the statistics say you really shouldn't bunt all that often anymore.
Not that kind of bunting.
Oh, you mean like the red, white, and blue bunting?
The red, white, and blue bunting.
Opening day bunting?
Yes. When I grow up, I want a house with a porch where I can hang bunting on the 4th of July.
Okay.
There was so much bunting. I love it so much. It makes me smile.
Well, it's the simple things, isn't it?
It is It really is. I know I'm getting old because I love pasta salad. When did that happen?
That's what, you're out of your mind.
I'm out of mind.
I'll never understand what is cold pasta?
I know.
We're into cold pasta?
I know, Ron.
Come on, what are we doing?
I turned 40 and suddenly I cry at arthritis commercials and I like pasta salad and I like pretty dishes.
What the hell, you're crying at arthritis commercials?
Well, the one where the lady's a painter and they show her painting her whole life and then she starts rubbing her hands because she has arthritis and they have to close down her little painting studio. It's so sad. It's so sad. It turns into black and white.
What?
When they close down.
You cry about this?
Yeah, well, it was sad, okay?
Her dream is dead because she has arthritis.
It's sad.
It made you cry.
Well, because
they got you in 30 seconds.
Yeah,
they got you?
Because from a young woman, they show her painting, and then she starts to have white hair, and she's painting, and then suddenly, you know, it turns black and white, and she's like grabbing her hands and rubbing them. At any rate, the 4th of July was so fun. We do want to hear from you because, to put it bluntly, online, and again, I very online people, and I've talked about how a lot of my acquaintances tend to be like super progressive or whatever for whatever reason. But there was a lot of like, ugh, can't celebrate 4th of July, this country. But then in real life, everybody was getting along and having fun and celebrating. So I do want to know, did you feel like you couldn't celebrate? Because here's the thing, I get it. Our country has issues. I get that. It's always had issues, and it does have issues. But at the end of the day, it is a country that's provided more freedom for more people than any other country in the history of the world. And it's a crazy, diverse melting pot. And I really was grateful this 4th of July. And yes, we can work on things, but at least we have the freedom to work on things. How did you guys feel, and how were your interactions?
I didn't. Mine was just pretty normal. You know, I'm not one of those people who at an event or a parade or whatever, I usually don't have maybe this is a me problem, but I don't have a heart that swells with pride.
Do you have a heart?
I don't know.
Okay. Because that could be the issue.
It could be stone. I have no idea what's in there. But I don't get overly prideful about much. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It will happen with sports, but it doesn't really happen with like 4th of July or stuff like that.
It doesn't even have to be pride. I mean, I do have pride. Like I feel proud. Like, yes, I had my Murica moments, but it's also extreme gratitude. I feel really grateful. You know, like I said, I know we've got issues and people talk about what's happening in our country or, you know, especially as a woman, seeing what is happening around the world and other situations that I very easily could have been born into, you know?
Sure.
Well, why was I born here? Why wasn't I born in Afghanistan or in Iran where there's real gender apartheid there and women are being oppressed and jailed and killed? And I guess what I'm saying is when I'm grateful for the freedoms that we had, I'm grateful for when I saw our 4th of July celebrations, like in the neighborhood, it was like a whole melting pot of people from all different cultures, and that's so cool. Like, America's
a
huge
celebrate
melting
that,
pot.
By the way.
And that was
we
awesome.
We should celebrate that we've got a lot of different kinds of people here.
Yes, and
which I think there are a lot of people who don't celebrate
Here's
that.
The thing, and I'm wondering, I kind of feel like that's really, really online and loud, too, because all I know is this weekend was pretty awesome from people from all over in different parts of the city, different parts of the neighborhood, and from all over the world culturally. It was just, I was grateful to be an American. It doesn't mean we can't fix things, but we do want to hear from you. 314-436-7900. You can call or text. You can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. But it was a lot of fun. Did we ate the traditional barbecue food? I ate a lot of fruit. I usually don't eat a lot of fruit.
Okay.
I hate so much fruit.
What's your problem with fruit?
You know, I think generally it's weirdly filling, kind of like water, like where you're like, ugh, I feel like the volume is full, but I don't feel satisfied. I don't feel satiated. So I like vegetables and meat.
Let me tell you something.
But man, I ate so much fruit. It was delightful.
Watermelon
is
ugh. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's really good for you too.
Do you want to hear? Want me to blow your mind?
What?
Watermelon. Really fresh summer watermelon. Chop it into cubes. Tear up a ton of fresh mint. Tear up a ton of fresh mozzarella. and then squeezed lime juice and salt all
over
it.
Come on, you think I don't know that? The wedding I went to on Saturday, you know, they walk around with trays of appetizers before they have you go sit down.
I forgot this was a wedding. I thought you were just in Chicago. This was your 4th of July wedding.
At a wedding Saturday. And that was one of the things they had. It was on a toothpick. It was watermelon, the cheese, and there was something else. Was it a grape? I can't remember what it was, but it was really good.
So I didn't think you knew that because, honestly, I had not heard of it until 2 years ago. It was the first time I had it. It was mint and watermelon and mozzarella and lime juice. Ugh, it's so good.
People will put watermelon slices, like thick slices, on the grill. I've never had that, but I've heard it's pretty good.
I've never had that either. I like grilling pineapple.
Yeah. I've never done that.
And plums.
Not a
big anyway,
pineapple person.
You know where else I went for the first time? I got to hang out at the Lafayette Square pool.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, look at you.
I felt pretty fancy. It is weird being like, first of all, Lafayette Square kind of feels like fake town. It looks like Victorian England. It's so pretty.
It is.
With the three-story Victorian
homes. I really
homes.
Like that neighborhood.
Yes. And the streets and the Lafayette Park. And then to be right there and to hang out at a pool, it's kind of nice.
Well, it sounds like you just had the best 4th of July weekend.
I had the best 4th of July ever, guys. I'm like, I am happy. And we want to hear from you.
Yeah. 314-436-7900. We are going to talk to Matt Pauly at 10:30 about the Cardinals' brutal weekend. They weren't swept, so that's good.
Yeah.
The All-Star teams have been announced. We have a Cardinal. Each team has to have somebody. But
when the Royals had to have somebody.
Everybody. Every team has an All-Star. Yeah. So we do have an All-Star. It's Brendan Donovan. So congratulations to him. But it was not a good baseball weekend for our Redbirds. Could have been worse, but it was not particularly good. Also, if you're concerned about Medicare and health care and what happens with you moving forward, your family members, and maybe somebody is on Medicare right now and they're concerned about what will be happening over the next several years. J.O. is with the National Healthcare. She is a national healthcare analyst and consultant and author of Maximize Your Medicare. So we'll talk to him when we have time at 9:30. So that's what's coming up on the show today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Got hope instead of handcuffs for the kids. I'd like to have hope for the business leaders that we're here for you. We're going to put the best plan in place.
That is St. Louis Police Chief Robert Tracy.
Courtesy of Fox 2.
Courtesy of Fox 2. And I still got to say, with that accent, I feel like crime goes down with that accent. Doesn't it sound
the
like
New York
you don't
thing?
Yeah. To me, I love it. It sounds tough.
It feels like something's getting done under the table, you know?
Yeah. I like it. Well, a lot was done over the table this weekend.
Yeah.
So right now we've got the number.
And I meant that in the best possible sense.
Yes, not in the fraudulent way.
No, not in the fraudulent way.
Yes. 82 people arrested downtown, including 56 juveniles after the 4th of July disorder Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Police said that they arrested, quote, dozens and dozens of people downtown, a lot of them young people, just like we had last year, where it was worse, where you had kids shooting fireworks at each other, and then some of the fireworks were actually guns, shooting guns at each other. 7 people were shot, and some people were hurt downtown by fireworks. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch chronicles some of the injuries, like one young girl who's grabbed her face after police, after a firework was shot. She grabbed her face. She was bleeding, and there was a heavy police presence to really cut down on some of the chaos. I want to read just a little bit of this from the Post-Dispatch because it paints a good story. Every few minutes, a large firework would explode around 11 p.m. One went off nearly under a line of cars on Market Street as the few people remaining from the arch fireworks show were leaving downtown. A crowd of juveniles sprinted away down the sidewalk, but as police tried to move the kids along, they'd gather elsewhere. Around 11:30 p.m. at Pine and 11th, there were few police but dozens of youth. Someone threw a large firework near a car. A man exited, holding his ears in pain. By midnight, police began clearing the crowd out, marching along Pine Street toward Tucker Boulevard, telling people to leave. But the teens then began gathering along Tucker Boulevard. Several fireworks were thrown onto the wide thoroughfare. A young woman ran across the street, holding her face in pain. A bystander said she was bleeding. The crowd eventually migrated north to Washington Avenue. Someone shot a Roman candle from a car window as they took a left onto Washington. And then it continues. But the police were moving forward and making arrests. And they did. They made 82. They made 50, arrested 56 juveniles. They brought them to a detention center, the location of which was not disclosed. The kids would call their parents, tell them where to be picked up. The parents or guardians were charged with contributing to delinquency of a minor. If the kid had a gun, and there were, I believe, 46 guns confiscated, then the parents or guardian were charged also with behavior injurious to a minor.
I don't know what else you can do except for what they did. And, you know, you arrest a bunch of people, you cite them, you cite their parents, and you hope that it doesn't happen in the future. And maybe this will crack down on that, because like you said, there was some stuff that happened downtown last year. Seems like there was much more of it this time around, or at least more arrests were made, a bunch more. So We'll see if it has the positive effect moving forward of curtailing that. You're not going to get rid of all incidents on the 4th of July. It's going to happen. You're going to have pockets of it. But as long as it doesn't turn into that, especially when you're trying to attract people downtown, because they're going to hear this story and then they're going to say, well, I'm not going down there for the 4th of July anymore. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to get caught up in any of that mess. And that's really the biggest problem here. So I guess you just hope this works. You hope this works. All these people got arrested, and they say next year, well, I'm not doing that.
Well, that's
all you can hope for.
And I do think when it comes to deterring crime, police presence has been proven time and time again to be an effective measure. We've talked to David French on the show before. He was with the National Review. Now he's with the New York Times. But he said what really deters crime with police presence is consistency, immediacy, and certainty, meaning consistently there's a police presence, like the police cracked down on the 4th of July. People need to know whenever you partake in this type of activity, you're going to be caught. Immediacy, you're going to be arrested then. on the spot, and certainty, meaning you will be charged or there will be some follow-up. It's not so much the intensity of the punishment or the severity of the punishment. It's the you're going to get caught and you're going to have to pay some consequences. And that is what they did this weekend. I agree with you. I hope it works. I think they just need to be consistent with this methodology. And one thing I will say, though, Ranj, with these young people and why they need to face consequences, I say this to young people in my own life when they're in high school. I'm like, listen, I know technically you're still a kid, right? I get it. I get that you're technically still a kid. But everything you do has adult consequences. When you're making decisions and you may be entitled to think, well, this is my right as a kid to live wildly and take chances and have a good time. It's not. Because when you are a kid, but you're in high school, the consequences are adult consequences. It's pregnancy. You can get someone pregnant. You can have a DUI if you're drinking at a party and then you drive. Someone can die of alcohol poisoning. Kids can die of drug overdosing. You can get charged because you have a gun. Maybe you killed someone. Maybe you get killed. Maybe you kill someone drinking and driving. These are all activities that these kids are involved in, or kids in general can get involved in, and they have very adult consequences. And I think high schoolers have this mentality like, oh, I'm a kid. But really, all of these consequences are adult consequences.
I think it's difficult to get some adults to understand that they have adult consequences. Yeah. So getting a 16-year-old or a 15-year-old to understand that has to be particularly challenging.
Especially when they feel entitled to having a good time. Like, well, it's a party. I'm a kid. People drink. They do drugs. Listen, if you're in that situation, like, seriously, one kid leaves that party or you get in a car, and this has happened to people close in my life. They're in college. You drink in college. Hey, let's go down to the next dorm. They get in the car. Two of them die because the guy driving is drunk and they crash. Wasn't even that far. And it's just like a stupid in-the-moment decision that are adult decisions. Or excuse me, adult consequences to these decisions. So I am glad that the police arrested these juveniles.
Yeah, I'm not sure what else they would have done except what they did. I don't have any problems with how the city handled the weekend. I think you do precisely what they did, and then you just hope it acts as a deterrent for the next time there's a desire to have a large celebration like that. You know, because the one thing it almost feels like St. Louis can't afford any missteps at all. Mm-hmm. It's like we have an event downtown. It's hard enough to get people to come to the city as it is. Then something like this happens, which, by the way, is one of our greatest challenges, that people don't want to come downtown. Yeah. Even people who live in this area don't ever want to come downtown because they think it's a war zone. And then they see stuff like this and they go, see, I was right. Told you. That's why I don't want to go downtown anymore. So anytime anything like this happens, and we have a bunch of things as a region that hold us back, this isn't the only one, but it is one of them. And so all you can do is hope that for the next time there is an event downtown and you got a bunch of kids who want to get together and do this, they think, yeah, maybe it's not such a good idea. That I don't know that it will work that way because they might have short memories. But that's all you can hope for.
So, and here's like you could say as a caveat, if you came down during the day, you were fine. If you got out of Dodge by 9:45, you're probably fine. But once it started creeping towards 10 o'clock, once it definitely hits 11, midnight, it was a war zone. I mean, last year at this time, it was a war zone. But I guess an important note would be it wasn't a war zone at 8 p.m. It was a war zone a bit later. I would argue, on a holiday, 11's not that late. 10:30, 11 is not that late. So you want to tamp it down. But it's not insane all the time. Like, it's not insane right now. I have no problem going to a Cardinals game.
If you're worried about how the big, beautiful bill will end up affecting your health care, Medicare, or the health care of somebody you care about, we are going to talk to an analyst and consultant and the author of Maximize Your Medicare. J.O. joins the show next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. but the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill, which is no longer called that. I'm still not sure what it is called. But
it's the bill formerly known as the Big Beautiful.
Oh, they should just have a symbol like Prince did.
Yep.
So I know that a lot of people are concerned about what it actually means, what it means for your health care down the road, because the implementation of this could take some time to really have effect on you or a loved one, somebody who relies on Medicaid or Medicare, whatever your health insurance situation is. I know there's a lot of concern. So to talk about that with us, a national healthcare analyst and consultant, author of Maximize Your Medicare, a certified financial planner, education fellow at the Alliance for Lifetime Income. J.O. is with us on 104.1 FM KMOX. Jay, we appreciate your time today. How are you?
I'm very well. The privilege is mine. Thanks for having me today.
So the CBO estimated that it might be somewhere in the range of 11.8 million people could end up losing health insurance as a result of this bill. And just your analysis of it from what you understand.
Well, certainly more challenging. So first of all, Medicaid is for people who are financially stretched. Coming out of COVID, you would have to requalify. Now on top of that, the most recent bill, it requires work or proof of trying to get work in order to requalify for Medicaid on top. So I generally, actionable things that people can do is, I've always told people that they should check now. You should check your state wherever you are. You could be in St. Louis. You could be across the state line in Illinois. Check if you're on Medicaid or believe you're entitled to it, to check frequently. Because what ends up happening is very complicated. You get these letters. You don't know what they say. You need to make sure that you're actually on Medicaid. Last thing you want is to go to the hospital, go to the doctor, thought you were covered by Medicaid and find out you are not. That is the majority of the headlines. There's an entire second set of people which has not gotten a lot of headlines. Thank you for having me today, because a lot of people have gotten much lower premiums, deductible, out-of-pocket maximum out of something which is called Medicaid expansion, which is slightly different. And that, the enhanced version, looks to be gone beginning next year.
Yeah, and that Medicaid expansion, that was an impetus within the states, right, to expand Medicaid within your state, because if you did, that increased the federal money that your state got. So it was basically, you were kind of silly for not expanding Medicaid in your state, because you would be turning down free, quote-unquote, free government money.
So right. Super complicated. Medicaid is very, very complicated. You've done a beautiful job. Candidly, I'm going to hijack most of your phrasing, which is that every state determines kind of its, you know, extent of Medicaid from their matching that you described. So that is correct. The issue, however, is that for those states who also have this extra padding, if you will, part of that Medicaid expansion is to increase the amount of discount, which is something called advanced premium tax credit. And these are very, very large. For just to give an example, before we just got on, I ran a 50-year-old person, male, $50,000 a year. Today, they're getting possibly $500 a month discount. Now, this is not a well-off person. This is not, you know, a super wealthy person. It's not a person they can meet and make ends meet. That going away kind of overnight, $6,000 a year, is a very real possibility in 2026.
Sorry, that because they're ending the federal government match of state Medicaid spending? That's why that's going away?
No, it's actually even more nuanced than that, and I know so many different details, right? Which is, this is called the Advanced Premium Tax Credit. So part of what I do is I help people, and you mentioned the Alliance for Lifetime Income. I've written a research note, which everyday people can read, which kind of talks about how to manage your overall budget for an everyday person and try to get these credits. So to lower your healthcare costs running, and you can see it, $6,000 a year is the definition of inflation, right? So you are going to have that. And that looks to be in stone. I don't see a way. I've been over the past months actually, since tariff tantrum occurred, I said, actually, this one isn't getting headlines, but this is the real news.
I have to tell you, this feels a little intentionally confusing. Not from you. I'm saying that the whole thing is, it's like it's confusing on purpose so that you can't navigate it well. I don't know. That's the feeling I have.
Certainly, this is every walk of life, yeah. Right? Which is that jargon can be called, you know, the language to keep the outsiders out, right? I mean, this is not the only language. But yes, it can be. And I tell people to get as much information as they can, and even these simple steps, like I said, check your Medicaid. And if you are a person who is getting this large discount, you do have this 6-month window, and you have to be busy. Don't get me wrong. Our clients at our practice here, they've been alerted that they've been benefiting a married couple. You can see it. That is multiplied by 2. That's $1,000 extra a month of cash that they're looking at raising increased cost of living in 6 months' time. That is coming for sure.
Yeah, Jay, I've been trying to sift through what exactly these Medicaid cuts mean, because the CBO, those are estimates. You know, the Congressional Budget Office has been very wrong before. I mean, they, you know, in 2017, they thought this Republican plan would take 16 million people off insurance rolls by 2020. The New York Times was reporting, well, it didn't really matter. It didn't take those people off the rolls. So they've been wrong before. We also know that people are relying on Medicaid, like you said, for critical care. So right. one question I have is this bill changes Medicaid growth from an annual growth rate of 5% down to 3%, which is still higher than the rate of inflation. So is that a good thing to make Medicaid more sustainable? Is it a devastating thing or somewhere in the middle?
I think it's going to very much depend on the person, to be candid with you, right? Because you're still talking about a huge number of people covered by Medicaid. Nationwide, well over 70 million people are, and something like two-thirds of all people know someone firsthand on Medicaid. So we need to, like Chris was saying, the titles are so complicated. Medicaid, that portion, for people who are really struggling, they need to just check their eligibility. I can't do anything more than to say that, because the decreased funding, the issue is that people will avoid health care or people will go uninsured. And that's why the CBO, because I just mentioned this person at $50,000. This person who, let's just say that they were a contractor, they worked $50,000 and that's what they made, then that person could elect to not just go without health insurance. Well, he's 50 years old, so he's not, you know, old by any means. He's not brand new to the planet. He could get ill. And now this person is uninsured. Rationally choosing that $6,000 is too high for him or her in that situation. And so now, tough, because now the ripple effects, this is not even talking about the ripple effects, because the lower funding, and then you'll hear things about rural hospitals. Every state has them. Those hospitals struggling, for sure. And so now every little penny matters.
Jay, is it worth pointing out to people? Because I wonder if there's a significant percentage of people who don't realize that Medicaid is not necessarily called Medicaid in certain states, that it's referred to as something else. Like in Missouri, it's Mo Health Net, right? Is it worth saying that to people? Because maybe they think, well, I'm not on Medicaid. What do I care? But you kind of are. It's just called something different.
Every state has their own, for sure. California will have its own. New York will have its own, for example. Every location that I've been on these types of interviews, the location has its own. It is under the umbrella of Department of Health and Human Services for that state. And people should realize that determination of eligibility is ultimately at the state level. And so, well, this doesn't really affect me because, you know, I have Medicaid or things like that. But the eligibility rules is determined by the state. And it can be very complicated. Every community will have caseworkers, et cetera. That entire process, very difficult, very challenging for your listening audience. It doesn't really matter what the zip code is.
Okay. So if you live in Missouri, it's Mo Health Net. And in Illinois, it's Health Choice Illinois.
Just right.
So, because again, I think people might hear, well, I don't have to worry about this Medicaid thing. I'm not on it. But you are. Or you might be. It's called something different. Okay. So just last recommendation for people, because it is very difficult, as we've mentioned, to navigate all of this. Just what would you tell people other than checking eligibility right now?
Well, self-serving, of course. And so I have this a Substack, a newsletter. It's called Jay's Corner. I try to make these topics a bit more palatable, more understandable. It's jaeoh.substack.com. There, it's free. There's a free version so that people can get the 5,000-foot view. But I would for those persons in that $50,000 example I gave, and this can be a married couple at $120,000 a year has received a five-digit a year tax credit. That is happening today. That looks to be gone unless someone takes action on more complicated financial planning matters. And now you can understand the tremendous amount of sticker shock. I don't think that that is going to be that's not a surprise here. I've been saying it for months. We now see a date that will begin in January for sure.
J.O., national healthcare analyst and consultant. The book is called Maximize Your Medicare. Also visit MaximizeYourMedicare.com for information. We really appreciate you giving us the information. And like I said, it's very complicated. And So for people who have to navigate this themselves, I'm sure that they feel overwhelmed right now. We appreciate you helping us slice through that a little bit.
I've had a good time. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
That is J.O. with us on KMOX.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Ranj, did you have a job as a teen, a summer job?
I did.
So the most recent data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics found that about 35% of teens are working or looking for jobs, which... They said it's kind of like lumping together, I have Sabrina Carpenter tickets or I want Sabrina Carpenter tickets. Having and wanting are two different things because they're estimating that new summer jobs for 16 to 19-year-olds may hit a 15-year low. They don't know because of the numbers, but they think it's low because of uncertain economic conditions. But I wonder, and again, listeners, 314-436-7900, is your teen working or having trouble finding work? I feel like I still see a lot of hiring signs in places that maybe a teen could get a job. Like a big one was Chick-fil-A. The teens will work Chick-fil-A and like because they're always, well, they're hiring, but that the outdoor line that they have for their drive-through is so efficient. And I would run into like students that I know like, oh, hey, working Chick-fil-A in the summer or swimming pool lifeguard.
Standing on that blacktop in the middle of the summer, probably not great.
But they do have the overhang.
Well, it depends on where they're standing.
Oh, that's true.
Because sometimes they're walking up and down the aisle.
You know what my summer job was? I took care of plants and watered people's yards and bushes.
Oh.
While they were on vacation in the summer, you know, people go on vacation. So I printed out like flyers and I went door to door. I think I was 12 and said, I'll take care of your plants while you're on vacation.
That was nice of you.
It was fun.
My first job was the summer recreation. I was the camp counselor. Basically, we just babysat your kids for free at the park district.
Wait, is this the one with that one kid?
That was, yes.
Can this you was say his name or no?
No. Oh. No, I don't know. He might be in jail or dead. I'm not sure.
Isn't it a great name, though?
It's a good name. I like the name. It sounds made up, but it isn't. One of the worst kids I've ever come across in my whole life.
And how many years ago was this? 35?
Oh, it was 1993 or 94. Oh, my God. I hated that kid. And I still remember him.
And you won't say
still
his name.
Still remember him. No, I won't. But I looked him up later. I think he went to jail.
Really?
Little jerk. Yeah. So, that was my first summer job. Then, you know, umpiring baseball, whatnot. Did you see, Amy, good news. There is, in fact, no client list. Remember all these people banging the drum for that Jeffrey Epstein client list for all these months? Released a list. Who was on the client list?
The Epstein list.
Was he murdered in jail or did he commit suicide? Well, the Department of Justice and the FBI have concluded that there was no client list and that he did, in fact, die by suicide. Even though Pam Bondi a few months ago said there was a list on her desk.
Weren't they all holding it up in those pictures?
Yep.
Like, we have the Epstein list.
Yep. So, anyway, if you've been following along that saga, I guess you can just forget about it because it's been determined there is no list.
You know what?
Allegedly.
You know what I'm starting to think, Ranj?
What's that?
I think that people are starting to throw around the idea of the Epstein list as some kind of performative political angle.
What?
I know.
I think they are. Stunned that you would reach that conclusion.
I think they are.
How would you come up with something like that?
Well, it seems a little sketch. The list, there's not a list. This is like when they say coffee's good for you. No, it's bad for you. No, it's good for you.
Coffee's great for you. I am not having any anybody say anything different than coffee is great for you? That's my gatekeeping on this show. We will not have anybody get on this show and talk about how bad coffee is for you.
Oh, absolutely not.
Even if they're right.
No, which they're not. Okay. They're not. Coffee is good for you. Look at us. We drink coffee and things are going great for us.
Everything's great for us. Amy, did you see that there have been bears found in Phelps County?
Bears?
So that's down by Rolla. Okay, they're warning people to be on the lookout because multiple bear sightings have been reported near the Denny's in Rolla. They were just trying to get a Grand Slam breakfast. Wait, what's the big deal?
There were bears in Wentzville, remember?
Yeah.
So
they're bears are roaming Missouri. Yeah. They're all over the place.
They really are. I will say most of my hiking,
yeah,
has been shoulder season fall hiking,
mm-hmm,
when bears are getting ready to hibernate. It feels like spring hiking has a lot more bear encounters. I think they're coming out of hibernation. They're having babies,
yep,
which means you could accidentally get in between a mama bear and her babies. Because, man, these national parks are posting, I feel like, on the daily, this trail is closed
because of bears?
Because of bears.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what you're supposed to do if you encounter a bear?
I know what I did.
Well, here's what you should do.
Okay.
Well, what did you do? Let's start there.
So, I faced the bear. I made myself big. It was kind of rain snowing, so we had ponchos. So, we held the ponchos up, and we were kind of loud but calm and said, "Hey, bear. Hey, bear." And we backed up slowly. We didn't run and we didn't turn our backs on the bear. We backed up slowly.
Well, it's almost like you read the minds of the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Really?
Because here's what they tell you to do if you encounter a bear.
Okay.
Never corner a bear. Make sure it has an escape route. That's number one. Two, back away slowly with your arms raised. Speak in a calm, loud voice.
Yep.
Do not turn your back to the bear.
Yeah,
walk away. Walk away slowly. Do not run. Because if you run, the instinct of the bear will be to chase you down.
You know, I had heard that you were supposed to sing show tunes if you ran into a bear. And so I practiced the song Willkommen from Cabaret.
Okay.
And I was so ready. I mean, what's funny is I kind of learned it as a joke, thinking I'm never going to run into a bear. And then when I ran into a bear, I didn't sing the song. I just went to, "Hey, bear, hey, bear," which is funny because everybody instinctively says, "Hey, bear." But I missed my chance to sing a song from Cabaret.
Just don't sing anything from Rent. That one sucks. Amy Marks Kors. Did we make anybody mad at the Muni? Or the Fox
Theater? Remember the high school that did Rent, but they couldn't say AIDS, so everyone had diabetes?
No.
That was, some lady said that's what they did at their high school.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.